WTAW News Time, 3 minutes after 8. The temperature is 70, an in-depth check of the weather. Follows the news presented by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. I'm Bill Oliver. Rainfall at Eastward Airport since Harvey began through 7 o'clock this morning measures almost 13 inches. Yesterday's rainfall, 7.5 inches. Since midnight, another 1.75 inches. Thanks to the WTAW listener texting us, 979-695-1620. From the Timber Creek subdivision, 10 inches since noon yesterday and a total of 25 inches since Friday. We remain in a flash flood warning until at least 1245. Brazos Valley Red Cross office reports 8 people spent the night at their shelter at Central Baptist Church. They were joined by 6 volunteers. Donations also being accepted at the Red Cross office on Boonville Road of bottled water and store-bought and sealed snacks for those at the shelter. No other donations being accepted at this time. Staff at the Brazos Community Operations Center went home overnight. Bryan Police, College Station Police, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and DPS reports no rescues or crashes. There were 2 rescue calls in Brazos County yesterday. One resulted in a rescue of a horse who did not move out of rushing water along Carter's Creek near University and the freeway. The other call came from a motorist who stopped on the Elmo Whedon Road Bridge over Wixon Creek east of Bryan. According to the Sheriff's Office, after first responders arrived, the motorist was able to drive away. A Bryan police officer, one of 2 who rescued swimmers in distress at Lake Bryan Saturday night, BPD reports just before 6. The officer flagged down by a 3rd person was with 2 Texas A&M students in their 20s. The officer provided emergency treatment until medical personnel arrived. Victims remain hospitalized in critical condition. The lake and park remain closed until further notice. There are no structural problems with the dam at Lake Somerville. Rumors had reached the Burleson County Emergency Management Office last night, and they responded with a text that the issue at the lake is water runoff being caused by something called a small surface slide-off. There is no hole in the dam, according to Burleson County authorities. A reminder, no classes today and tomorrow at A&M or at Blinn. Thanks to the reminder from a WTAW listener that Sam Houston State's also closed today. Also, no classes today in the Bryan and College Station school districts. Brazos County offices and courts closed today. College Station City offices, courts, and utility customer service all closed today. No trash collection in College Station and Bryan. However, City of Bryan Municipal Offices, Municipal Court, and BTU all scheduled to be open today. WTAW News Time, 6 minutes after 8. The temperature is 70. This check of news presented by BCR Realtors. An in-depth look at the weather coming up next on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Call the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 808. Let's check with Rob. Good morning, Rob, once again. What's new with Mr. Harvey?
Well, he's shifted a little bit further to the east-southeast this morning, Scott, and latest radar shows it just now right around the east side of the Port O'Connor, Texas area. It's going to be moving out into the Gulf of Mexico today. We think a little bit of restrengthening is a possibility, which may cause further rain bands to develop. That's going to be the big thing. How much more rain do we get? Within the last hour, Scott, we've picked up another 0.022 of an inch of rainfall. That brings us up since midnight last night to 1.69. That's on top of the 12 to 14 inches of rain we picked up through midnight since Friday. So a lot of us are in the range now, 14 to 16 inches of rain. I remember when we discussed the storm back on Friday, we were talking about 1 to 3 feet. So we're certainly in that bullseye. The heaviest rain right now on radar, that has moved all the way up to just northeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana. It then swirls back through Lufkin, and it's just off to our east that I'm seeing rainfall rates and in excess of a half an inch an hour. Still think a little bit of that is going to try to push back towards us. So, Scott, we continue with flash flood warnings. They'll remain in effect probably through Wednesday or Thursday, just because all the local tributaries and river have just got so much rain now to get rid of. It's going to take so long for this to drain out of the system. Harvey is expected to kind of drift up along the coast, eventually making another landfall near Galveston and Houston by midweek. And then because of high pressure over the northern tier of the country, the system's just probably going to decay either over the state or over Louisiana, just slowly filling and winding down. And we'll go from periods of steady heavy rain today and tomorrow more into scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday. And then the showers and thunderstorms will become a little less prevalent by Friday.
Well, you've seen a lot of storms in your time. Tell me what's the most unusual, unique feature of this storm.
Well, this is doing what a lot of storm systems have done in the 90s and early 2000s, Scott, when they've been weak tropical storms. We had one back around 2004-2005 produce 25 inches of rain near Melbourne, Florida. And back in the mid-90s, we had a weak tropical storm produce over 40 inches of rain near Katy. So we've had this type of system, but for a Category 4 hurricane to go inland, stop, and then go back out over the Gulf, that's unusual. Usually those storms are so strong that they kind of alter the steering currents, make their own weather, and they can push well inland and get out of a particular region. This is the first storm I've seen of this magnitude. Just get it somewhere and just stop and then reverse its course. That's been the unusual thing about Harvey.
Well, we've had enough of it. We're ready for it to stop doing what it does, that's for sure. Hey, listen, thanks again for letting us know about that, and we'll look forward to your reports throughout the day.
You got it, Scott.
Thank you, Rob. Bye. So, even Harvey can't control himself.
No.
He's got other weather systems that are pressing down, and that's the reason that Harvey hangs around here. It's 810. We would enjoy hearing from y'all as far as your numbers are concerned. 979-695-1620. Text us any pictures that you might have. And the world of commerce, of course, is impacted because of all this. Rich White joins us this morning from HEB. Rich, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. It's been quite a hectic 24 hours for the HEB people, I know.
Yes, it sure has, but we appreciate you visiting with us this morning, Scott.
Now, you made the decision yesterday to close your stores early. What was the determining factor there?
You know, primarily it was the concern for safety of our partners and our customers. With the uncertainty of the weather and numerous warnings of tornadoes, we made the decision that it was just safest for everyone, especially getting people from our stores and our customers off the roads at a time when they could see and assess any water content on the roads and the driving conditions.
Now, you've been doing this for a while. Tell me what was the most unusual thing that you saw disappear from the shelves that was a surprise to you?
You know, as people stock up for their groceries, it usually consists of hard goods, things that are going to have some good shelf life in case of power outages. But we did see a real strange amount of produce go off of our shelves. It was just something that we hadn't initially anticipated, but again, we're able to react to. But it was just surprising that a perishable item like that was so quickly consumed.
And I saw pictures, certainly of your produce section, I think, at the store at Tower Point, and the bins were absolutely empty, completely empty.
He got hit real hard, we believe, again, primarily because of the storm. But he's the first store that people will see when they come in from out of town, and he had a lot of Houston traffic in his store.
Sure. Rich White joining us from HEB. Give us an idea of how HEB as a company starts to prepare when they see there'll be a weather event.
You know, we get out ahead of it as soon as there is even a storm like that forecast, and they have emergency procedures in place, including getting some portable generators that they have for stores. But it's really an emergency protocol that is activated, getting the real basic necessities, and then they assess where they're going to need those resources, and they start getting them ready so that at the drop of a hat, they're on the road with water generators, and even we have a mobile kitchen that they've put in place in Victoria to help feed people that are unable to provide for themselves down there.
Now, for your stores here, did the distribution network change any as the storm came ashore?
No, we have resources where we can pull from the Temple warehouse and for our groceries, and that was really able, one way we were able to stay ahead of the supply and the demand by pulling out of an area where it was less impacted by the weather.
Now, tell us about the operating hours of your HEBs here in town.
Today, we are open. We actually opened a bit early as soon as we could, but our official hours were 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
and then as the conditions change, we'll assess the needs. But right now, we are all planning on being open at least until 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay, and if that changes, or okay, so 8 o'clock tonight, you believe, is when the stores may be closing? Is that what your thought is right now?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right, so you don't know that your HEBs will probably close at 8 o'clock. If that changes or becomes earlier, then you folks will reach out to us, right?
Absolutely. We'll let you know, and then we'll also let any other of the media in town know if there's a change to that.
Super. All right. Stay safe, my friend, and thank you for calling this morning.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Uh-huh. Everyone, stay safe, please.
All right. Thanks. That's Rich White from HEB to kind of let you know how that stuff ends up on the shelves. And why all that water and no toilet paper this time? I had to go into a grocery-torium yesterday.
Yeah, I went to one, too.
Yeah.
Everyone was buying booze.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, nothing drives alcohol sales like bad weather.
Yeah, that's right.
I gotta be stuck in the house. Oh, gotta get some brewskis.
Don't want to do that. That's right. Well, the other thing, and then what happened in my situation, I needed, of all things, I needed chips. Okay, I know.
You needed them.
That was tops of my priority list.
Well, it was actually a recipe. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm.
Yeah, right.
Real
sure.
I had to go out. Had to check on, you know, my mom and stuff like that, and so I was going to stop at a store and I needed like tortilla chips, okay? Not like, you know, I needed tortilla chips, and all they had was Cheetos, which did not work. I mean,
no?
that would not work.
Did
and
you try?
No, I didn't. I just went someplace.
Necessity's
else.
A mother of invention.
That's true. I just went someplace else, but
they didn't have. Did they have chicken and waffle Lay's on the shelf?
They had some. You know, they had something. I don't remember.
Okay.
It was not chicken and waffle.
Oh, okay.
But I do remember in the last couple of days looking, and there was some odd-colored sack of Lay's potato chips. So I knew that wasn't your real Lay's, your
right.
basic Lay's, your true Lay's. And, again, I wasn't going to buy it, and I didn't care if it was wasabi and ginger potato chips or whatever. But, yeah, it was and, again, a little air of – of franticness yesterday,
mm-hmm.
in the grocery store where I was, as people were, you know.
I hit mine really well.
Yeah, I went yesterday evening, and everyone was just kind of walking around like zombies. Like,
yeah.
We all knew we were there for a reason. I don't
right.
know. It was just odd. It was a weird mood.
The storm has been strange in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
County Judge Dwayne Peters joins us this morning. Judge, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, Scott. How are you?
Good. Give us kind of a perspective, if you will, from the county as to how we're holding up against Harvey.
Well, Friday afternoon late, I went ahead and sent a letter to the governor requesting a disaster declaration based on the anticipated rain that was supposed to hit the area. And that needed to be in place before any repairs happen for you to be able to apply for grants to reimburse for the damage that might be done. And I tell you, frankly, Saturday morning, I thought, well, you know, I told you we're going to even need it. But we're in a position now. We've got damage out on the West 60 area out there, that one road closure that's washed culverts from under one of the roads out there. So we've currently got some damage on county roads that we will be applying for, hopefully reimbursement for damage to roads that has happened.
Now, the process of the government is so slow. What does that put the county in some sort of a financial bind? Because you got to get the road fixed as soon as the bed is fixable. But those funds may be, what, some months away or longer than that?
That's correct. What we try to do is document everything prior to starting the repair, and then what we put in there for the repair and all those sorts of things. But we have to have the money up front, no question about it. And certainly we've got money in reserve to be able to do that sort of thing, up to a certain level, certainly. But we're prepared for that. And as soon as the rain stops, we'll be out trying to get those areas fixed if there's damage.
If there are citizens out who are driving on roads that they're familiar with and they see damage that they haven't seen before, do you want them to be in touch with you? How do you want to do that?
Yes. Of course, we've got crews out there, too, mm-hmm. you know, that are out in the areas. And then I've been out, and I know Commissioner Catalina's been out. We're all kind of out looking, but certainly they can contact my office if they see damage to a road. That's unusual, and 361-4102. If there's not anybody there, just leave a message, and we'll get back with you.
Now, to be clear, are you going to be able to get money on the state level and the federal level for the county roads?
It depends on what the damage is and how much it is, but it would. I think it would first go through the state and then up to the feds, and if there's enough damage, the feds may reimburse some money too.
Okay.
It just depends on what kind of damage we have.
Now, do you send in several reports, or do you wait until the whole event is over and then just send one report in? How does that work?
Well, I mean, you certainly have to get in line, and you have to document all those things, but it's a long process. When we dealt with the last money that we were seeking FEMA relief from the last flooding incident we had, it was almost more work than the money that we received back. There's lots of red tape and lots of paperwork and lots of documentation that has to be done. You know, we did receive money back, and it was federal money that we received from it.
Anything else from the county perspective that we haven't covered this morning that we need to share with our listeners?
Well, I'd just caution listeners to be cautious about crossing areas that are underwater. You just never know whether the roadbed might have already washed, and you're not even seeing it and drive off into it. It might be more than just sweeping off the road. It could be that the culvert's already washed off. So, you know, I'd be cautious crossing areas, even areas that you know. That, you know, have crossed in the past and have, you know, went through water. It's a pretty dangerous situation.
And if you don't have to be out, don't be out, right?
That's exactly right. That's why we closed the county. It just looked like it was much better we don't have kids at home, and the parents needed to be there. It was one of the things, but certainly we don't need people on the road if we can help it. And if it continues to rain, and I mean, it's showing up on the radar that it's coming again. We're saturated. Anything we get now will probably push water back up into, you know, into areas maybe that we hadn't seen it in before.
Certainly. Well, we'll probably talk with you later on in the week after it makes its second pass, because that seems like that's going to happen. County Judge Dwayne Peters joining us this morning. Thanks for the call, Judge.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
822 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott-Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a...
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott-Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
8:24, anger and chaos erupted Saturday in Portland. Portland, Oregon?
Portland. They don't get angry in Portland.
They don't ever get angry. But, well, see, here's the deal. Vendors ran out of food at a taco festival.
Oh, man.
The issue caused organizers of the Portland Taco Festival to cancel the event for Sunday.
Ooh, those tofu tacos well, they eat up there. Let me tell you.
If all I can say is that you must live up there to want to go to a taco festival in Portland.
In Portland, right. Not like no one's traveling from Texas to go to Portland for a taco festival.
Hey, I wanted to mention you were discussing certain players for the volleyball team.
Yeah.
I love the fact that a person is called the best attacker.
Right. The best attacker.
That's rather aggressive, isn't it?
It is, but that's what it's called. It's called an attack.
Okay, and then the other one, it was best blocker?
We had the best blocker, and he was a freshman, by the way, and also the tournament MVP is a freshman, the setter for Texas A&M. So they had a great weekend. They were supposed to play three matches. Texas State went home early. I believe their administration called and said, "You can't stay there any longer."
Wow.
Basically for the fear of not being able to get home.
Sure.
And so they played on, Friday, and Texas A&M was supposed to play them on Saturday, and that game was canceled.
Okay. So,
so they got two in, though, this
that's
weekend.
Right. And then you said that, and if you're a volleyball fan, I always say, if you get a chance to see the top teams
in
any sport, then
you
do
guys.
That.
So, this coming weekend, Penn State and Stanford, who I believe the polls come out today, they should be ranked number one. They were at two, and Texas lost this weekend.
Okay.
So Stanford should be number one. They won the national championship last year. Obviously, Penn State, perennial powerhouse in volleyball. They will actually play each other on Friday night at Reed Arena. So if you are just a volleyball fan in general, that Texas A&M will play them on Saturday and then Sunday as well. But Friday, they play each other. And this is going to be like a top five matchup. It's going to be awesome.
Well, that'll be neat. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That's for sure. A Kung Fu master in China is impressing people with his amazing strength. Online video shows martial arts expert Kiao Yanyu. For sure, why not? Striking an iron wrench with the back of his hand. He smacks it so hard he is able to bend the metal tool with just his kung fu. The wrench starts out already bent, and KO is able to completely straighten it with his strikes. At first, he seems to experience pain, but after a few punches, he becomes immune to the discomfort. He says he's been practicing martial arts for 3 decades.
Coming to a reality show near you.
I guess. I'm going to spell his name. I hate spelling on the radio, but I figure, look, you didn't have to go to work today. It's raining outside. You're not going to go out. So why not watch Kiao Yanyu striking an iron wrench with the back of his hand? All right, his first name is C-A-O. It's Y-A-N-Y-O-U. Okay, Yanyu.
Yanyu.
Go watch that while you listen to Bill's news in a couple of minutes, and I mean, really? That's it. That's the kung fu grip.
When you run out of things to do today.
That's it. It's 827.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Expedia CEO Dara Khosrowshahi has been named Uber's top executive, taking the difficult job of mending the dysfunctional ride-hailing giant and turning it from money-losing giant into a profitable company. Uber's fractured 8-member board voted to hire Khosrowshahi late yesterday, capping 3 days of meetings. China's reemergence as a coal importer has boosted the fortunes of U.S. producers who are now shipping more coal abroad than any time in the last 2 years. The trend has helped solidify a business that at the beginning of last year was suffering through a spate of bankruptcies and threatened with more. Revenue at publicly traded U.S. coal companies grew 19% in the first half of this year compared with the same period a year ago. And the biggest gains came at companies helped the most by exports. Crude oil down 55 cents at $47.32 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open after stocks closed mixed on Friday. That's Your Money Now.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
There aren't many parents who haven't become frustrated with the way that their kids use smartphones. But here's the story of one dad who turned his frustration into an incredible app that all parents will love. Kim Commando with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Meet Nick Herbert and his 13-year-old son, Ben. Like all fathers, Nick would become irritated, sometimes worried, when smartphone text messages to Ben would go unanswered. Nick says that most of his friends with teens complain that the teens don't respond to anything. So Nick got to work and developed an Android app called Reply ASAP. When Nick sends an ASAP message, the app takes over the phone screen. It interrupts whatever young Ben is doing and sounds an alarm, even if the phone is set to silent. To stop the alarm, Ben must push a button and call his father back within 3 minutes. In fact, until Ben calls his father back, the phone can't be used for anything else. It's called Reply ASAP in the Google Play Store. Get the tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
If you have a small business, you know that customers are your lifeline. And keeping your ever-growing list of customer names, addresses, messages, and invoices organized can be a nightmare. So let me introduce you to Zoho and its amazing CRM tool. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Manager. Imagine every customer detail, a complete history of every phone call, email, order, and proposal. Zoho can even tell you the best time to call or email. Turn cold leads into interested prospects and prospects into paying customers. Zoho automates follow-up emails and customer payment reminders. All of your contacts and leads in one place where you can keep track of the entire sales process, leaving you more time to run your business and close more deals. Start today. Visit ZohoCRM.com. That's ZohoCRM.com. Go now and get 10 users in your company free. That's ZohoCRM.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time, 28 minutes from 9. The temperature is 70. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Bill Oliver. Flash flood warning continues for Brazos County until 12:45. Rainfall at Eastward Airport since Harvey began through 8 this morning now measures just over 13 inches. Yesterday's rainfall, 7.5 inches, and since midnight at Eastward, almost 2 inches. Staff at the Brazos Community Operations Center went home overnight. Bryan Police, College Station Police, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and DPS reports no rescues or crashes. Brian, police report to Texas A&M students remain hospitalized in critical condition after nearly drowning in Lake Bryan Saturday night. Officer on patrol flagged down, rescued one of the swimmers. A third person in the group brought in the other victim. Officer then provided emergency treatment until medical personnel arrived. After the rescue, BTU, which operates the lake in part, closed the facility until further notice. Bryan police officer, moving on to what's happening with the Brazos Valley Red Cross. Eight people spent last night at their shelter at Central Baptist Church. They were joined by six volunteers. Donations also being accepted at the Red Cross office on Boonville Road, a bottled water and store-bought, sealed, and purchased snacks for those at the shelter. No other donations being accepted by the Red Cross at this time. No structural problems with the dam at Lake Somerville, according to the Burleson County Emergency Management Office, trying to knock down rumors that there was a hole in the dam. That is not true. Burleson County Emergency Management reports water runoff being caused by something called a small surface slide-off. Continuing a reminder of no classes today or tomorrow at Texas A&M in Blinn. Sam Houston State also closed today. No classes today in the Bryan and College Station school districts. Brazos County offices and courts closed today. College Station City offices, courts, and utility customer service all closed today. Additionally, all trash collection in College Station and Bryan postponed until further notice due to not being able to get into Twin Oaks landfill. City of Bryan's municipal offices, municipal court, and BTU are open today, but the Neal Recreation Center is closed today. And all fixed routes for Brazos Transit District buses will not start today until noon. Cruise ships still stuck in the Gulf of Mexico, thanks to Harvey. Passengers, including WTAW Sports Director Zach Taylor.
We got to stop off everywhere, experienced a little bit of rain, but other than that, been able to enjoy all the facilities and amenities, and stopped in Cozumel and Progreso yesterday and got to get off at both places and enjoy the water and the sunshine. So far it's been a great trip, and the weather really hadn't put a damper on much, except for, you know, getting back on time.
When we visited with him last Friday, the attitude among his fellow passengers pretty good, other than scrambling to tell employers they would not be back at work today. Population in the Brazos County jails increased by 20%. Sheriff Chris Kirk reporting 144 inmates were transferred last Thursday and Friday from Aransas County. That's in Rockport, where the eye of Harvey blew through. You add in 687 local prisoners. That makes a combined total of 831. That leaves the Brazos County jail with 256 spaces to reach capacity. Kirk says this is the first time a mutual aid agreement's been activated. Aransas County paying $54 per inmate per day and providing staff to supervise their prisoners. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 9. The temperature is 70. News presented by Awards and More. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Did you know that BTU has more than 1,800 miles of overhead power lines throughout Brazos, Robertson, and Burleson counties? That's more than the miles between Bryan and New York City. All of these miles of distribution line help us to serve our more than 53,000 customers.
Your energy and money-saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now save $13,500 on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $13,500 in total savings. Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $7,500 and $6,000 dealer discounts. Stock number 60253. See dealer for details.
8:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW, doing some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here's Rob.
We've had quite a bit of rainfall now, over 14 inches for most of the area, and it will continue to fall heavily at times. Flash flood warnings remain in effect, 75 to 80. Rain and thunderstorms night, some of the downpours heavy, 70 to 75. Rain and thunderstorms tomorrow, again, there could be heavy downpours. Highs tomorrow afternoon, 75 to 80. Showers, thunderstorms, they'll move through on Wednesday, highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Now, did we even know that the State Fair gave out their 13th annual Big Tex Awards?
I was gone when that happened.
For food stuff.
I was okay. Circling around the Iowa State Fair at that time.
So how were things at the Iowa State Fair?
I don't know, because I had 11 reunions in that time.
So you were just circling in the area.
You didn't get to do any food.
Not get to do my pork chop on a stick, which is the best value and the best meal anywhere.
Oh. What on a stick?
Pork chop.
About a 15-foot thick Iowa chop. That I'm obviously exaggerating, but you get the point. Charcoaled on a stick.
Yeah.
Just simple heaven.
Okay. Well, and you didn't get to.
My sister took care of that.
Gotcha. Okay. Hey, I need to mention that the College Station solid waste collection is on hold until further notice.
So is Brian.
Yeah. We had talked about how we're going to do this, and then we're going to move it to this day, and that's not what's going to happen. Again, the problem is that they can't get to Twin Oaks. They got no place to dump.
Right.
Okay? So that's going to be here. You'll be able to close your eyes and believe that you live in a big city where there is a garbage strike. How's that?
Hey, there you go.
They
practice.
Well, it was a few years ago we were traveling, and the Pope was headed to where we were, and that's when the union called a garbage strike.
Oh.
Because you really don't want a bunch of garbage on the street if
not
the Holy
when the
Father's going to be rolling through. Guess
bad
what?
Impression.
They settled it.
I'm sure.
Yeah. All right, so.
Back to Big Tex, huh?
Back to you. The State Fair is in Dallas, in case you didn't know. It begins on September the 29th. The full list of finalists for this deep fried chicken noodle soup on a stick.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Home style chicken noodle soup deep fried on a stick.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh huh. Dried, deep fried Fruit Loops.
Okay.
Fat Smooth, which is three mini cream puffs on a skewer.
Right.
Okay.
Dipped in something?
No, this doesn't.
It says here, dipped in a Café du Monde beignet batter.
Oh, there you are.
Mm-hmm. Fried until golden brown, dusted in powdered sugar, drizzled with the chocolate and caramel, whatever sauce.
Yeah, them too. You got a better
list.
I'm at BigTex.com. I'm at the State Fair website.
The funnel cake bacon queso burger.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you skipped the deep fried Texas sheet cake.
That's not on my list. I hate this. Go ahead with this story.
Maybe because you're finalists? I don't know.
Tell me.
The Texas sheet cake.
Okay.
Start with a Texas-sized slice of fudgy chocolate brownie cake, generously coated in ground cocoa puffs, panko, and cinnamon sugar. The coated brownie then fried, giving it an ooey-gooey molten center with a crunch outside. The delicious fresh from the fryer brownie, then glazed with a rich dark icing made with, what else, Dr. Pepper.
Sure.
Chocolatey glaze soaks into the warm brownie while cascading down the sides. The cake served with chopped Texas pecans, a dollop of whipped cream, and garnished with a fresh strawberry carved to mimic a Lady Bird Johnson rose.
Now, see,
I think that has the most verbiage of any of the
Whoever wrote those, they deserve
their
free pass.
They're getting paid bucks for that.
Yeah.
Now to your funnel cake basing.
This apparently was the big winner.
Okay.
Because it earned trophies.
So they've already
for,
done the voting.
Yeah, most creative and the best taste savory.
Oh, okay.
All right, so, and it is?
Is easy. Two funnel cakes fried to a golden crunch. That's your buns. First funnel bun topped with a juicy, freshly grilled burger patty. A heaping helping of crispy bacon and gooey queso.
Then, I could get on board.
Then completed with another funnel bun.
That won't be.
Well, they do that every Tuesday at Stella's in Bellevue, Nebraska, south of Omaha. They do that with glazed donuts. Anybody who's been to A&M in the World Series in the baseball World Series knows this.
Hello.
Yeah, you lost me on the fried sheet cake simply because they only put a dollop of whipped cream.
Just
there's
a dollop.
Absolutely, yeah, like a double dollop. That just sounds greasy to me. You know, I mean, because you got, I've never consumed a funnel cake. I've just watched it.
Oh, you have missed.
But yeah. aren't they greasy?
I mean,
not if it's done properly.
Yeah, if it's done properly, then they're all right.
And you consume quickly.
All right. Now, this sounds good. Pinot Noir popcorn.
I'm glad you pronounced that. A blend of Santa Monica kettle corn, generously dusted with the Burgundy wine powder, wine-flavored popcorn, then paired. Of course, you have wine. It has to be paired with savory cheddar cheese flavors to give you the perfect balance of sweet and savory.
All right, now what do you mix with wine powder to make wine? Water? How does that work? Okay.
Your guess is as good as mine.
It's a chance just to introduce wine in a format that would otherwise not be able to.
So do you have Gulf Coast Fishbowl?
I do. Now that one, the best taste as far as sweet is concerned.
Yes. It's described as a whimsical beverage featuring all the flavors of your favorite tropical coast with a kick.
Oh, I saw a picture of that in the Houston Chronicle.
It's
yesterday.
Described as your drinkable aquarium.
Oh, there.
Begins with Nerds candy gravel.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And next, the drink is iced, filled with a specially formulated blue alcoholic punch.
Mm-hmm.
Swedish fish swim through the ice while
that
a pineapple
fun.
Slice yeah. serves as the lid.
Oh, okay.
Now, you take a baked potato, you stuff it with lobster and steak, and you got your surfing, turfing, tater boat.
Surfing, turfing, tater boat.
Your succulent lobster meat marinated in lemon herb butter and partnered with seasoned steak that's grilled to perfection, both topped with cheddar and Romano, after being stuffed into a piping hot baked potato with roasted garlic butter melted inside. Topped off with a single Empress cut, of course, of lobster claw, then a side of lemon butter for dipping.
Oh, my. How much does that go for?
Yeah.
Does it matter?
They don't have. Well, I'm not sure.
Depends.
Anyway, you know, it's interesting. I don't know.
I've got two more.
Okay, let's go.
We've got your Texas fajita fries.
Ooh, that sounds tasty.
Tenderly breaded, deep-fried beef fajita strips seasoned with a sriracha spice mix and served in a bread cone.
Okay.
Presented on a bed of Texas toothpicks with a side of pico de gallo and a cool yet spicy sour cream guacamole hot sauce.
Oh, my.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
And then you have the tamale donut.
Oh.
Take a traditional tamale, turn it into a not-so-traditional donut. Their classic pork tamale donut starts with a slow-cooked pork carnitas blended with authentic made-from-scratch masa. Each dish hand-formed into the donut shape and fried until crispy on the outside, soft on the inside.
So that's really still a tamale. There's no donut really involved other than the shape. Is that fair
that,
to say?
I would think so, yeah.
All right.
So the award ceremony is Sunday, August 22nd.
All right.
If you want to go, it's $100.
Can we get media passes?
Let's try that.
Well, I'm sure Cliff is already on there.
Yeah, he may be. All right.
Howdy, Brazos Valley and beyond. When it's time for a new sewing machine or vacuum, we'd love for you to shop our locally owned shop, Sovac City. We've been located in College Station for over 30 years now. Sovac City offers a full range of sewing machines for beginners up to experts. We offer free instructional lessons with your purchase to make sure you get the most out of your machine. Need to have your machine repaired? We work on all sewing machines from old to new. Sovac City, come on down and see us or check us out online at www.sovaccity.com.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
News Talk 1620, WTAW Infomaniacs, 848. I was trying to see what the all-time low temperature on this date would have
been. Oh,
good
point.
61 degrees.
Is that all?
Minimum to 1992.
Oh,
1992.
Wow. I don't think we're going to get down that low.
No, but I mean, and it's 72, which is, pretty nice. We like that.
And the president's issued a federal emergency declaration now for several parishes in Louisiana.
Ah, well, that makes sense. And there were, 54 counties, I think, in Texas that we had?
I lost count.
Flood warning is in effect till 12:45 this morning. Flash flood watch is still in effect till 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Keep you posted on that. I can't tell if it's raining outside right now. If it is, it's very, very light. So, you remember Pizza Rat? Pizza Rat.
Nope.
This was the pizza.
Yes, I do.
The rat carrying the slice of pizza down.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Almost the same thing. A photo that went viral out of Sinton, Texas, of a dog walking down a street after the hurricane had passed.
Saw that.
Carrying a large bag of dog food in its mouth.
Yeah, like a 30 or 40 pound.
Yep. On the bright side, the woman who took the photo said the dog is safe with the owner and probably well fed. I am amazed that the dog didn't stop, drop, and rip. You know what I'm saying? And just eat it right there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because dogs are traditionally self-feeders.
Yeah.
And you just eat until you're sick, and then you roll over on your back.
Yeah, but that's what your master's for.
Yeah, that's also true. But way to go, dog. Way to go. So, Jenny Swears and Dustin Morgan of Orange, Texas. Okay, right there on
so
the...
So Jenny's not swearing at...
No, not Jim. at Sabine River. Were supposed to get married in April of last year, but their wedding was canceled when the river flooded. They scheduled it for this past April, had to be canceled again because when the venue wasn't totally rebuilt yet, they didn't have any place to get wed. So their third try was scheduled for this past Saturday in Houston. And, of course, that's when Harvey came through. Did you see the picture of them?
No.
I think she was all wrapped up in something. Yeah, they were all still trying to go ahead with it. After all, they had 135 of their 150 guests canceled, but they got them a preacher. So they're not so sure when they're going. Oh, no, they did not get married. They're going for their fourth try because the preacher didn't show up. All right, now there is a legal precedent that supports what you probably pretty much already knew. Just because you're Facebook friends with someone, it doesn't mean you're actually friends
really?
With them. Yep. Judge in Miami-Dade County, Florida, named Beatrice Buchtu, was presiding over a case recently about some unpaid legal bills, and one of the attorneys was her Facebook friend. The other attorney said that Beatrice should recuse herself because it was a conflict of interest for her to make a decision in a case involving a friend.
Interesting point.
She didn't want to drop it, though, because she said she barely knew this attorney. And an appeals court just sided with her last week.
Wow.
Said that Facebook friends aren't your real friends. In the opinion they wrote, it said, quote, acceptance as a Facebook friend may well once have given the impression of a close friendship and affiliation. Currently, however, the degree of intimacy among Facebook friends varies greatly. So there you are. Interesting information from the Houston Chronicle, the American Red Cross encouraging people to donate money on its website or text Harvey to 90999 to donate $10. Harvey to 90999. Crowdfunding source, a site called Global Giving, attempting to raise $2 million for funds that will exclusively support local relief and recovery efforts. Airbnb has launched a site for people looking for a place to stay and for those who can offer shelter. Fees are being waived for people who check in before September 1. GoFundMe page has aggregated all of its individual Harvey relief campaigns into one. Pets affected by Hurricane Harvey being taken by animal shelters across Texas. I checked with Kathy Beisch yesterday, and there had not been a big influx of pets.
Okay.
Don't know exactly what the reason for that is, but there are some out there. SPCA, Austin Pets Alive, San Antonio Humane.
And back to the lodging for a second.
Yes.
If you're displaced or you're a volunteer, hotel occupancy taxes are waived statewide.
Okay. Good idea. The Texas Diaper Bank provides diapers for parents in need, something disaster relief agencies don't usually provide. And the Texas Library Association accepting donations to help libraries that may have damaged books.
Oh, also back to lodging as well. Did you hear that state parks are open and
free
for evacuees?
No
charge.
Well, and again, you know, there's a vast part of Texas that has had no impact at all.
Right.
And we need to remember
that. We are our own country.
Yeah, that's right. we happen to be kind of right there in the midst of it, but there are folks who aren't getting any rain from this, and their life goes on.
And you also heard in Houston they were looking for volunteers who had boats and high-water vehicles to assist with the rescues.
Yes, and I would bet they had goodly numbers. Of
well, and they're still looking.
That, right, are they?
The FEMA director repeated that request this morning.
Okay, so now what's happening is we got some circulation going on, and there is heavy rain that is headed back in here. It's amazingly the... I don't want to say it's the Aggie Dome because we're still getting a little precipitation.
Right.
But the color is dissipating. I mean, it drops to green as it gets into Brazos County. So that's pretty good. The heaviest rain right now is actually coming up. It's interesting. It's coming up probably between New Iberia and Lake Arthur and Lake Charles in that area right there. That's where the heavy stuff is. Circulates through Louisiana and then starts rolling back in so that what we're going to get will come from the northeast here for a little while. And again, as he said, as Rob told us, this thing is possibly going to roll back into the Gulf once again and then make a straight-up shot across Houston and east of Huntsville and on into East Texas by the end of the week.
So just picked up another BTU tweet south of Milliken, about 250 customers without power.
Okay, there you go.
That'd be south of 2154 and looks like west of 159.
Okay, 5 till.
This afternoon, I didn't plan to stay at my friend's house too long. And I didn't plan to sit down, talk, and have a drink with her. I didn't plan to have a few more drinks, and I didn't plan a sober ride back home.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Network's advanced firewall solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Now, 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. There's a new app that uses artificial intelligence to decide if you're worth hiring. Candidates use the HireVues mobile or desktop app to set up a video interview with an employer.
I wonder if it's EEO compliant.
And, you know, that's an interesting question. And record answers to the questions. The app gives you an unlimited number of chances to record. So if you find that you're umming a lot and as such, then you can go back and re-record your answer.
As opposed to putting a smartphone in front of your face and practicing.
True. Using voice and face recognition software, HireVues lets employers compare a candidate's word choice, tone, and facial movements with the body language and the vocabularies of their best hires. The algorithm can analyze all of these candidates' responses and rank them so that recruiters can spend more time looking at the top-performing answers.
But so I wonder if the algorithms are set to where the more that you appear to be a machine, the better or worse off you are.
Well, again, I guess the algorithm, it's against their top hires. Now, but you bring up a very good point with the Equal Employment Act. I mean, look, if there happen to be, this many Brazilians who get, get hired and you're not a Brazilian, then does that give you a better chance or a worse chance? Because we have to balance it. We have to be fair.
Got to have some diversity.
We have to do that. Exactly. So, you know, you always feel bad for the reporters that get stuck in the bad weather and the snowstorms and blizzards and stuff.
Yeah, but you know those people love
they
it.
Love
they
it.
They do. Fox News reporter Casey Stegall from Galveston, in the middle of a live report when a woman walked up to him and handed him
a six-pack.
Yes! From the Galveston Island Brewing Company.
Yep. You might need this.
Chelsea said, send me to Galveston!
Send me to Galveston.
We can do
They're
that.
Nice people there.
Yeah, we'll come back with a story. She doesn't work for the brewery, but their social media has been blowing up with people looking for the Tiki Wheat Brew. He later tweeted, now that's what I call a good photo bomb. So
that's awesome.
There you are. And animal lovers the world over now logged into their Facebook accounts tomorrow night for Fiona, the famous hippopotamus from the Cincinnati Zoo and Biological Garden, launching her own show.
Oh.
The little lady was born 6 weeks ago and weighed 29 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah, it's about 25 less than your typical newborn.
Oh, oh
really?
So it was like a little baby.
A little preemie.
Yeah.
So look for the Fiona show to debut tomorrow night. That'll have exclusive video of her birth.
Oh.
I don't think I want to see a hippo birth.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Not sure. Hey, and the passing of Tobe Hooper over the weekend, who put together a horror film called Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Worked pretty well, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Made it for like $300,000 at a house between here and Austin. And then, of course, he did Poltergeist, which made a ton of money. He was 74 years old, so gone he is. And a personal trainer for your dog, of course, we'll have that story tomorrow. I don't have time for it today, so we'll do that tomorrow. And let's see. And we didn't even talk about the MTV Awards.
The VMAs.
I hate that.
And Taylor's new video. It's out there.
Okay.
You need, you
All
know,
right.
Something
We're back
else.
Tomorrow. WTAW College Station, Brian.